Did you know you can heal bug bites with tea tree, or heal cuts with lavender, or even disinfect your crib with lemon? Essential oils have been used throughout recorded history for a wide variety of wellness applications. I'm Rachel Adams Gonzalez from doTERRA Essential Oils to talk about how to incorporate essential oils into your life from healing to cleaning, and this is Parent Savers Episode 13.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
Welcome to Parent Savers, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm your host, Casey Wilt. Parent Savers is all about helping new parents preserve their sanity by getting you expert advice from the baby years through the toddler years. Feel free to send us emails or suggestions on our Facebook page or our website, www.parentsavers.com, or you can call the Parent Savers hotline at 619-866-4775. I am a new parent as well. My son Carson is now 19 months old, and I'm also joined by three new parents here in the studio.
My name is Sarah Overby. I have 2.5-year-old twins. I have a boy and girl twins, and I work for a software company in the marketing department.
My name is Owen Hemsath. I'm a video marketing guy in North San Diego County. I'm 32, and I have three kids. Kanan's 5, Jameson is 13 months, and Benjamin will be here in 2 weeks.
My name is Melissa Robertson, and I have three daughters, ages 8, 6, and 2. And I'm also associated with doTERRA Essential Oils, and they keep us hopping.
Before we start today's show, here is a message from one of our listeners.
Hi, Casey. My name is Kelly, and I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Actually, I listened to your sister's show, Preggy Pals. I'm currently pregnant and decided to try out Parent Savers, and I'm so glad I did, because I listened to your episode on the dirty on diapers, and I'm trying to decide what I want my child to wear, whether it is the traditional type of diapers or to go to the cloth diaper route. And I thought you guys did a really good job of kind of giving me an overview of both sides of things, because I really haven't made up my mind. And I love that you talked about the different types of wipes and the fact that, you know, just because you go with a traditional type of diaper doesn't mean, you know, a disposable diaper doesn't mean that you have to go with disposable wipes. And it really kind of got me thinking about the whole process. So thank you for that. And I wanted to suggest that maybe in the future you guys could do an episode on cloth diapers, because I know there's a lot of options out there. And I would just love to know what those options are so I can better prepare myself. But thank you so much for this episode. It really helped me out.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Today on Parent Savers, we have Rachel Adams Gonzalez and Melissa here to talk to us about essential oils and how they can help in our everyday life. So, Rachel, start me off. What is an essential oil?
Essential oils are aromatic compounds that are found in the seeds, bark, stems, roots, flowers, and other parts of the plant. If you smell a plant, you're smelling essential oils. It's distilled, so they steam whatever part of the plant they're going to be getting the essential oil from, and distill it to separate the essential oil from the rest of the plant. Mm. One drop of peppermint is 50 to 70 times stronger than one cup of peppermint tea. Essential oils are extremely, extremely concentrated when they have been extracted properly.
And that's safe for consumption?
Yes, our essential oils are safe for consumption. Not all essential oils are safe for consumption, as there is no government regulation on how to label essential oils as being pure. So 100% pure lavender oil, for example, could be 100% pure synthetic lavender oil, one drop of pure lavender oil. And so most other companies do not recommend internal consumption.
How do you know, is synthetic essential oil okay? Or compared to...
Well, I mean, it doesn't have the medicinal properties.
So you, when you're looking for your essential oils, you want to make sure they are 100% pure essential oils with nothing else in them? I mean, is there going to be another component that's in it?
Well, yes, if you, depending on where you get them from. doTERRA has the purest essential oils that you can find. They are extracted from locations where the plants grow indigenously. So they have found that if you harvest lavender from San Diego, for example, it smells great, it looks great, but the medicinal properties have been compromised because it's not grown in indigenous land. So the chemical constituents have changed. So if you go to the high altitudes of France, it has a much higher medicinal quality than lavender that you would find elsewhere. So they have traveled, this company, doTERRA, has traveled all over the world to find all these different plants with very high medicinal qualities, and have found growers that will grow these plants without any pesticides or chemicals so that they can be harvested organically. And once they're imported, they have them tested by a third party to make sure that they truly are 100% pure therapeutic-grade essential oils. And once they're certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils, then they're bottled. And whatever you see on our label is exactly what's in the bottle, and that is why they can be consumed internally as well.
Hmm. Now, when I hear about essential oils, I mean, I'm thinking aromatherapy.
Yep.
Really. And now I'm. It sounds like you're talking about ingesting and lotions. I mean, what are the uses for essential oils, and how do you use them?
So essential oils can be used aromatically, topically, and internally. So, as you can smell, we have a diffuser going in here.
Oh, it smells so good in here.
It does. No, it really
Didn't
does.
Didn't you all wish you were in here with us?
It's lovely.
So, some of our essential oil, well, all essential oils have antibacterial, antiviral properties, some more than others, but they all do have those qualities. So, when you're diffusing oils that are pure essential oils in the air, and they're not being heated, if you heat them, then you compromise the medicinal quality.
You're killing
the germs in the air, and plants have
I'm sorry, so you wouldn't stick them over a candle?
Or? No.
Oh, so that's how I normally seen them.
Right, so that's, it makes the room smell good, but it doesn't have the same medicinal properties, so you're not going to be killing the bacteria in the air by doing that.
Okay.
So, you know, it still smells good, but...
How can we heal cuts, bug bites, colds, cough, things like that? I know for myself, recently my twins developed, you know, they're 2.5. All of a sudden they got a cradle cap kind of thing on their scalp, and took them to the doctor, and they're saying to put like Head and Shoulders, all these things on that I know have a lot of chemicals, and it's not taking it away. And so I'm just, you know, I think a lot of people can relate who have had kids have had that at some point or something like that. And how can you use oils to cure that?
Lavender is my go-to for things like that, especially with cradle cap and diaper rash and any kind of irritation on a baby.
Lavender. Do you just stick lavender straight on the baby's bottom?
Or? I dilute it to spread it farther. Our essential oils, doTERRA essential oils, are so pure that you need such a lesser amount than you would otherwise that it's totally safe to put a drop or two with a tablespoon, or, you know, a few drops of oil with a tablespoon of carrier oil. We use fractionated coconut oil, but you can use olive oil or whatever you have on hand. I use it for baby massage every night. I have a 2-year-old. I haven't mentioned that. And so I, from as soon as I found essential oils, I have been doing baby massage on him, and we use it for diaper rash. We use it for cuts and scrapes and everything you can imagine.
So lavender, I mean, are the different uses of different? You got lemon, orange.
Yes, we have a lot. So I'll go through.
Yeah, tell us. We got all these samples out. I'm excited to test them out.
So one of the first ones I want to talk about that is one of my absolute favorites and an essential in my medicine cabinet is a blend called On Guard. It's our protective blend that kills 99.99% of bacteria and viruses. It kills H1N1, MRSA. It's
Are
intense.
You kidding me?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I use it as a preventive measure. If I put that on everybody's feet before we go to bed, or
feet?
Once, okay, the bottom of your feet
with the carrier oil.
So I recommend using a carrier oil on your children with On Guard because it has cinnamon in it, so it can
irritate. My son's allergic to that.
Yeah, so you can use another oil, but that's the one that is my favorite. It just keeps us all well.
I'll just tell you this protective blend she's passing around. It says the ingredient is wild orange, clove bud, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. So it's just all things I've heard of before. All mixed together.
And it's you put this on a lotion or in water to apply it? Because I'm looking at these boutique-y kind of bottles, and I'm thinking, for cradle cap, I mean, you really got to get over the whole head. So,
well, for cradle cap, you'd want to use a very mild and soothing oil like lavender, and you would want to definitely mix that with another carrier oil or lotion or whatever you would like to use. I typically just use a carrier oil. But for On Guard, I just put it on the bottom of our feet, and I use it in the diffuser to kill airborne viruses as well, and it keeps us well.
So you can just put a diffuser in your house. I mean, we're going to get to this in the next segment about the house stuff, but you can just put that in your house, and it's just killing airborne.
Right.
Why don't they have these at hospitals?
It has saved our lives with playgroups and everything, playgrounds and everything my son has been exposed to. I have found that if I skip a week or so of using On Guard on the bottom of his feet, he's bound to get a cold, which I have fortunately been able to kick most colds in about 24 hours with our oils.
Now, why the bottom of the feet?
It gets absorbed into the body very, very quickly, and I highly recommend it for kids because then they're not putting their hands in it and putting it in their mouth or their eyes.
Okay.
So some of these oils, too, have been diffused through hospitals. For example, Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. My brother just had a baby there, and while I was waiting for my niece to be born, he's actually sending me pictures of diffusers that are within the hospitals because they do a lot of the medical studies there. So there is an awesome way, I believe, to mix Eastern and Western medicine. And, you know, we see these in clinics, you know, chiropractor's office, all sorts of things. Yeah.
So since I mentioned colds, we have another blend that is phenomenal for kicking a cold. It's called Breathe. It helps with any kind of respiratory congestion, sinus congestion, and it can just be applied to the chest, the back. I try not to put it on my son's face unless he's already gone to sleep. I'll put it across his forehead or behind his ears if he has a cold.
Okay, and I'm still a little bit confused. How do you figure out, you know, which ones need carriers, oils, and which ones you can stay straight on their skin?
Well, we have a book that goes through all of that, but for the most part, they can be applied neat. There are certain ones that if you're concerned about it, just dilute all of them when you're dealing with...
Dilute it with water?
No, with another oil.
Okay.
Because water will separate. The only time I use it with water is if I'm making a linen spray. I'll shake it up, and I don't have a dryer, so I hang dry everything, and then I just will shake up whatever oil with water and spray it on my clothes, or sheets, or whatever, pillow. But otherwise, use oil. We sell a fractionated coconut oil that's awesome, but if I'm out of that, I'll just go to my olive oil in the kitchen. So
tell me more about like bug bites. Like, can we give you some more?
So lavender also is phenomenal for bug bites. Lavender is just very soothing. So anytime you have some kind of irritation, lavender is what I would recommend going to. It's just a really good
irritation. So like my son falls down and cuts himself, grab a little lavender oil with some olive oil and slap it on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a quick fix or is it something that takes a lot longer?
No, you should see results. Okay. Within 24 hours, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had many, many, many moms come to me and diaper rash or whatever, and they put it on. They're like, I can't believe 3 hours later it was already looking much better. So,
I know. We just had an episode last week on diapering, and I expressed that my son has such bad food issues that he gets diaper rashes and nothing gets it better. So I'm excited. So do I have to buy a pack of this stuff or can I buy one at a time?
Well, we sell a wholesale membership, kind of like a Costco membership, that is $35 and it gives you 25% off of all of our products, which if you're a mom, it's really wise to get that because this is just an amazing arsenal for a mom to have when their kid's, you know, crying at 3 a.m. or
And I guess whatever. It saves you money in the end when your son's got a – or your child's got a fever or whatever else. You can just – instead of going to the store and spending money on whatever.
Well,
it is.
You know, and that you bring up a good point because sometimes we're guessing. You know, it's a toothache. Okay, give him some Ambisol. And it's like, well, maybe it's something else. So, you know, give him some baby Tylenol. And you're throwing all these chemicals at your kid – Where there might be some of that, is it this, is it that, but we're working with an all-natural product here.
Right, this is all natural. So plants have what we just call an intelligence, where they recognize the good versus the bad, whereas an antibiotic will kill everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this will only kill the bad, and your body will only use what it needs. So there's no building resistance. It's so uncommon to have any kind of side effect. It's pretty much non-existent.
Perhaps an allergy, maybe.
Yeah, but it's very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is something that is totally safe to put on your kid 15 times a day if you need to, if there's a fever or whatever. Peppermint is insane for dropping a fever. I have never seen anything like it. My son's only had a couple of fevers.
Pass this one around.
And again, that's putting it in oil and then rubbing it on their face.
I use, no, not on
all over their teeth. Yeah. Their
directly in their eyes. No, do not ever put any oils in your eyes or in your ears.
Yeah, but is the application, and that's my joke, is what's the application, okay, so you dilute it in an oil, or perhaps these are saying some water. Is the application different per ailment? Do you put it where?
Yes, it depends. You know, if you have like a general, you just are feeling sick and you want to feel better, you can just put it on the bottom of your feet, On Guard or Breathe or whatever, especially with kids. If they're awake running around, I just put it on the bottom of my son's feet so that he doesn't rub it all over. My son's also in swim lessons, so I put lavender and Melaleuca, which is tea tree oil, behind his ears every night once he falls asleep, or now it's kind of like when we're reading books, just to keep him from getting an ear infection. And
your book goes through, the book goes through all that.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's websites online that you can find out.
I've heard that the essential oils can stimulate contractions in a pregnant woman. Have you heard anything like that?
No, you would really have to use like a whole bottle of peppermint oil to start contractions or more even.
Oh, you know what you're thinking of? Raspberry red leaf tea.
Okay.
When you drink it, it will help. It actually helps stimulate your uterus. So what they actually recommend is in your first trimester not to drink that tea, but actually in your second and your third trimester, it's okay to drink it because it actually helps massage and get you.
Oh, interesting.
Birth. But your first trimester, because it does that, it can be linked to miscarriage. But that's raspberry red leaf. But
not all this stuff in general. This is a safe product. It's a natural product. It's a wellness product. Mm-hmm. And it's, multiple uses.
Mm-hmm. So, Casey, you mentioned that your son has some dietary issues, and so does my son. We're very allergic to dairy. And Digest Zen, our blend for all dietary needs, has been a lifesaver. I just rub it around. Well, you can take it internally. You can put it in a gel capsule. You can put it in water. But for my son, I just rub it around his belly button. And it's amazing. It's for everything, dietary, constipation, diarrhea, everything.
And again, I'm sorry, I need to repeat this for myself, with a carrier
intestinal
oil.
I should say.
So I stick a little drop with an oil.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, but one thing I found is when my son is all hot and sweaty and his pores are really open, he will feel it more. It doesn't necessarily irritate his skin, but he'll just get irritated. No like oils.
Yeah. And
so I'll just dilute it with a little bit of, sometimes I'll just put my spray on my hand, my lavender and olive oil blend that I keep on the bedside, and then add that to it and just rub it around his belly.
Awesome.
So that's after the stomach's been disrupted.
Well, we've been traveling quite a bit, and it's near impossible to eat out with a child that has such severe dairy allergies.
Right.
So I just put it on him as a preventive measure every time he goes, as soon as he takes a bath, goes to bed.
Because it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Awesome. When we come back, we'll talk about more ways to use essential oils instead of chemicals in our nurseries and our home. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're back with Rachel and Melissa talking about essential oils in our home and healing our children. So we have in the room right now some essential oils diffusing in the room, and you talked about earlier in the hospital about it cleaning the bacteria. So why do you think it's better to use essential oils rather than other cleaning supplies, and how does it work?
like I said, because plants have this intelligence that they can kill the bad, leave the good, it's so much more beneficial for your body, whereas an antibiotic just wipes out everything. So it can often be difficult to maintain wellness once you have wiped out everything in your body. And not to say that antibiotics are not necessary at some points, it's just not necessary to have it in your soap, in your every cleaning product. And
well, don't we want to kill everything with our bleach and stuff?
Well, we want to kill the bad and we want to leave the good. So essential oils kill the harmful bacteria and viruses, whereas soaps and cleaning products that have antibacterial listed kill bacteria. They don't kill viruses. And antibiotics don't touch viruses. So these are actually much more effective in that they kill all harmful bacteria and viruses.
So you're saying essential oils kill viruses?
Yes.
I know, because I think that the common knowledge is that you cannot kill a virus. And so, you know, that's what we're being taught in the school system, and that's what we're being taught in the culture. And now we're hearing, no, that's not true. This essential oil company...
I know. Is this a cult?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm feeling like I'm getting brainwashed. What?
Are these oils, are they a good enough replacement to chemicals? Like, do they do and, you know, really clean what they're supposed to clean and 100%, you know?
I actually think they're significantly more effective because I, like I mentioned, they do kill 99.99% of viruses and bacteria. And, you know, I still have my hippie soap, hand soap, whatever, and I just put a few drops of On Guard in it, or lemon, or whatever I feel like at the moment. I put a few drops of lemon in my cold cycle in my washer. Yeah, excuse me. And, I just use it, you know, I throw it in when I'm cleaning the toilet.
And it's okay to stick it in the water. Base.
Yes. And actually, our current doTERRA Living magazine has a center spread on making your own cleaning products with essential oils. So I have a copy of all that for you guys. Ooh. And anybody that emails me and lets me know they heard this, I will send them a copy with a sample of wild orange, which is one of my most favorite oils because it smells so awesome. It's a mood enhancer, and I use it as a hand sanitizer. I just put a drop on my hands, on my son's hand. We rub our hands together and inhale, and it makes you happy and you have clean hands.
Just the oil, the wild...
Wild orange.
And you... Is it so you don't need those hand sanitizers in that you take out? You can just put it in your hand and voila.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's fantastic because I heard a story of a 2-year-old, this was on the news, that overdid it with the hand sanitizer and got real sick because it's alcohol and it's absorbing into your skin.
Well, actually, what I learned a while back is that hand sanitizer has the same chemical property as weed killer.
Really?
So, I mean, that's the worst thing you want to have your child be.
Well, they say kids
on.
Grow like weeds.
I know.
So maybe that's you know, it's a poor analogy. But, you know, so when do you know to apply topically? Because you talked about ingestion as well, consumption. And then we've got a diffuser in the air. So when do you know how do you know when it's like, okay, I rub this on the belly, but this you put into water and make a tea, or you drop it in your mashed potatoes? I'm not sure.
Well, I don't typically give my son any oils internally just because he won't like it. If I give him, if he has a tummy ache or something, I'll put a drop of ginger, a drop of lemon, a drop of peppermint in some warm water, and then I'll dilute it and dilute it again, like cut it in half, and then give it to him and see if he'll drink it. But usually he won't. So,
your kid doesn't drink tea? I mean, mine does. Yeah. Sips it every day at 4 o'clock.
Pinky up, you know.
with some scones.
I typically just use it topically and aromatically with him. I run the diffuser as soon as he's asleep. I just turn it on in the bedroom and try to keep him, especially if we've been in situations around people that have colds or whatever, to just try to make sure that we kick anything we may have been exposed to. But I just run my diffuser every day. I like the way it smells. And the awesome thing about essential oils is they all have antiviral, antibacterial properties. So you can throw in whatever essential oil you feel like smelling that day.
You know, for my sister-in-law's baby shower, obviously I dabbled. I have no idea about essential oils, and I want to learn more. But I read somewhere that I could do lemon essential oil and distilled water. So I got her a water bottle, did like 20 drops of lemon, stuck in a thing, and I said, you can spray this on your room for a freshener. You can spray it on your crib to disinfect. You can spray it on your door handles because, I mean, that's all the thing, your phone. And you can just spray it around, and it smells like lemon, and it disinfects it. And I was shocked by that, being like, what? I can clean my it can smell like lemon and kill the germs
right,
in the nursery.
Right.
But I gave it as a gift, and I'm like, what a cheap gift. I'll make you one, and I'll make you one, and I'll make you one.
I love to put it in a steam mop. That's my favorite
thing. A steam mop. Yeah. Oh, like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Or even put it on a cotton ball and put it inside your vacuum.
Really?
And then, yeah, it just blows the air out while you're vacuuming.
Good.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
she's totally passing around the lemon. And
I actually love lemon in my water. First thing in the morning, I put a few drops of lemon. Uh-huh. It tastes like straight up lemon. I just put a few drops in my glass of water first thing in the morning and drink it, and it's...
See, and that's my question. Like, could I take the lemon or the orange and put it in like like a beurre blanc or like a
Absolutely.
Salmon dinner or something like that?
Yes.
Just to add a little bit of flavor, yes, but also wellness to it.
We've been practicing with cooking with our essential oils this weekend, and I made a cilantro essential oil hummus and a strawberry lemon
that
water.
Where's that? She's way better than me because I'm always making like cream cheese lemon frosting for cupcakes.
Yeah.
So I need to get more on her page.
Yeah,
peppermint brownies.
I made vegan blueberry muffins yesterday with lemon oil in it, and they were awesome.
And you've got recipes and things like this that you're that are connected.
She's
going to
share them.
Yeah, I'll be. Well, I'm really good at pulling up my iPad and Googling a recipe of whatever I want, and then I just add essential oils to it. So
instead of or in addition to the recipe,
in addition to.
Okay, so you just know, hey, this would taste
really
nice.
But really, two drops is all you need, and if you're doing like oregano in your spaghetti sauce, one drop is like, I hope you're making a huge vat because it is so strong. It's
So you talked about two drops in your water. Is mm-hmm. that's accurate though too mm-hmm. in the water and mm-hmm. you have like a lemon water. What about it to make a tea?
Same thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just hot water and a couple drops of mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. But again, not all essential oils you can ingest. So
right,
just
not
sure
all
know.
Of them, a lot of them. So our essential oils actually have a label, like a supplement label on the side. So if it doesn't have that label, it should not be ingested. But let's see. So this is one of my favorite blends. I like to wear it like perfume. It's called Elevation. It's a joyful blend. It's mood enhancing and... You know, my husband and I both work from home, so occasionally I need to diffuse a little Elevation or Serenity, one of our other favorite blends. So those blends are not typically recommended to okay. ingest, but most of our oils can be ingested.
Well, and ironically, I'm very sensitive to smells. So I sit next to someone with perfume, I get a headache.
Right.
Very
synthetic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I always hated lavender because it's in a lot of perfumes and or room fresheners and stuff, and lavender gives me a headache. However... essential oil lavender doesn't.
It's because it's synthetic lavender that you've been smelling.
So I find, I mean, even as we pass these smells away around, most times I have a smell, I walk into, you know, some beauty store at the mall or whatever, and I'm overpowered, and I immediately, within a couple minutes, start to get pressure in my head and my nose, or it tingles, or I sneeze, or something like that. And you've been passing these around, and I'm just loving it because I don't have that horrible scents in my head. It smells so good.
It's the chemicals. It's the synthetic. It's the same with me. I can't do the air fresheners, and perfume is awful. Cologne, even I learned that by putting cologne on myself, and it's mm-hmm. like, ugh, you know, I just get this stomach. You know, mm-hmm. I might need the Zen, the Digest Zen. but yeah, these it's nice in here. It's not overbearing. You know what I mean? And there is a soothing kind of. So, gentlemen, if you're listening, this is like I think every gift my wife's going to get next year.
Oh, seriously. So give me a couple more uses for essential oils in our home.
I actually have been using essential oils on my garden to keep all the bugs away. I've been just making a spray with, we have a blend called Terra Shield that is a repellent blend. You can also use it like mosquito repellent.
So now you can have organic vegetables mm-hmm. for your baby in your baby purees and stuff like that. And you don't have to use weed killer on your garden.
Unfortunately, I haven't found the right oil to keep possums from eating my tomatoes. But
I know when you find that one, let me know.
Yeah. But... but it's been awesome. This is my first real garden.
And it
garden.
Works and
yeah.
it kills mm-hmm. and it kills the weeds?
Well, it's been keeping all the bugs from eating it.
Okay. So, is that something you put in a water bottle?
I just put it in a spray bottle with water and a tiny bit of soap. And I just spray it on my plants every couple days. And yeah.
Why the soap? To keep them To keep clean?
To have it stick to the, it's, I don't know, every natural recipe I looked up for organic gardening said to put a little bit of soap, so I just did it.
Nice.
I don't really have a good reason to back myself up right now, but it's, I think because it helps the spray stick to the plant and it's diluted enough that it doesn't affect the plant, so...
This is great. I'm excited. So excited to have you on for more segments of this show because I'm sure we're going to get a lot of questions and be like, Rachel, I want to do this. What can you help me with? What do I need to buy? So thank you so much for being a part of our show and Melissa as well for helping us learn about how to incorporate essential oils into our everyday parenting lives.
So thank you so much for having us.
If you have more questions on doTERRA essential oils, go to today's show on our episodes page on our website, parentsavers.com, or visit doTERRA Bliss. That's doTERRABLISS.com. And also, super exciting, Melissa and Rachel have some giveaways for us. So stay tuned for our Facebook page and our website for where and how you can be a part of these contests.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before we wrap things up, here is your parent's guide to babysitting.
Hi, Parent Savers. This is Jody with Urban Sitter, a website that connects you to friend-tested sitters. I'm here to help you figure out the right questions to ask when searching for a babysitter. Do you want your sitter to be an authority figure? So this is a tricky question. We want our children to respect the babysitter, yes. But do you want the babysitter to demand 5 bites of broccoli before dinner's over? Are you going to empower the babysitter to use timeout or another form of discipline? This can be tricky terrain, and really it comes to personal preference. You need to decide what type of discipline you expect from the sitter. Is having a babysitter a rare occasion, so you would like your children to be excited for it instead of nervous? You can make it extra special when a sitter comes, like no enforced bedtime, extra cookies, or a special cartoon, so it's more like a party. If you have a consistent sitter that will be enforcing rules, be clear to communicate which types of discipline are appropriate in your home and for which types of behavior. So, Parent Savers, it's time to say hello to your old friend Spontaneity. Visit urbansitter.com to find and book babysitters your friends know and love.
Well, that wraps up today's show about essential oils. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for our expert about today's show or the topics we discuss, call Parent Savers Hotline at 619-866-4775 or send us an email through our website, parentsavers.com, or our Facebook page, and we'll answer your question in an upcoming episode. Coming up next week, we're discussing the 411 on playgroups. Thanks for listening to Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.